Protesters in the gallery of the state assembly shouted shame after Republicans ended debate on the collective bargaining plan yesterday. But while Democrats and unions were disappointed with the outcome, the result was not unexpected. All but four Republicans supported the plan. Republican Speaker Jeff Fitzgerald said the issue might seem one-sided with so many protesters in Madison, but he said it was a different story in his members' districts.
As passionate as you are about this argument, we are on this side as well, that this is the right move for Wisconsin.
Assembly Democratic Minority Leader Peter Barca took to a bullhorn after the vote to tell the remaining crowds that Democrats would still fight this plan, now in court. Barca contends the assembly violated its rules 2 weeks ago when Republicans ended session so abruptly that nearly a third of lawmakers didn't record their votes. He also contends Republicans violated the state's open meetings laws when they scheduled a conference committee on this plan and voted it out of committee less than 2 hours later, before most had even seen the bill.
Clearly, they're improper votes. Clearly, they flagrantly violate the rules. And that is just such a shame for the people that we all care so deeply about.
Barca filed a complaint with the Dane County District Attorney yesterday, outside of the Capitol and courtrooms. Other Democrats were already circulating recall petitions against eight Republican senators who voted for this plan. And Republicans were circulating recalls against many of the Senate Democrats who left the state to try and stop this bill. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.